The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 26th Chapter, Text Number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 21st, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Devahuti said, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, kindly explain the characteristics of the Supreme Person and His energies, because both of these are the causes of this manifest and unmanifest creation.
Prakite purusasyapi lakshanam purusottama brihi karanayam asya sadasat cha dadatmakam. So, Kapildev is addressed here as Purushottama. Purushottama, the living entities, the super soul, and the Supreme Personality of God. Living entities are sometimes called Purusha because Purusha means enjoyer. So the living entities wants to enjoy this material world, although he is not enjoyer. We have explained many times. The living entities, that is also prakriti, but he also wants to enjoy. That is called illusion. So in his enjoying temperament, he may be called Purusha. Illusory Purusha. Real Purusha is Bhagavan. Purusha means Bhokta. The Bhokta, real Bhokta, enjoyer, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Bhoktaram Jagadavasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. So, Devahuti wants elucidation of the characteristics of Purusha and Prakriti. So, Purusha is one, but Prakriti, there are many energies. Prakriti, energy. Just like we have got practical experience that husband and wife, the wife is supposed to be the energy. The husband works day and night very hard, but when he comes home, the wife gives him comfort, eating, sleeping, mating, in so many ways. He gets fresh energy, especially the kormis, they get energy by the behavior and service of the wife. Otherwise, the kormis cannot work. Anyway, the energy principle is there. Similarly, the Supreme Lord, he has got also energy. The Vedanta Sutra, we understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original source of everything, Brahma, Athatam Brahma Jigyasa. That Brahma, in one quote, Vasudev described that Janmadasya Jata, the Brahma, Supreme Absolute Truth, is that from whom everything comes. So unless this principle is there, that Brahma, the Absolute Truth, is also energized or worked with his energies. Otherwise, why this conception comes within this material world? The material world is shadow reflection of the spiritual world. Unless the original thing is there in the spiritual world, it cannot be reflected in the material world. So Purusha is accompanied by varieties of energies. In the Upanishad it is stated, natasya karjam karanancha vidyate, natasya sama adhikasya disyate, parasya shakti vividhaiva sriyate. The Supreme Lord, Absolute Truth, has multi-energy. So the multi-energy is divided into three divisions. That is called antaranga shakti, internal energy, external energy, and the marginal energy. All of them are energies or prakriti. So, in the Sankhya philosophical discussion, Devahuti, she is also the mother of Kapildev, she asks this intelligent question, what are the characteristics of the prakriti and what are the characteristics of the purusha? Prakriti purushasyapi lakshanam purushottam. He is addressing his son, Kapildev, God, as purushottama, uttama purusha, uttama, madhama, and adhama. This is comparative. So uttama purusha is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, or his incarnation, like Kapiladev, Rishabhadev. There are many incarnations. So they are all purushottama. So far, in this material conception of life, there are two purushas, one the living entity and the other is the super soul. So above this, living entity is the adhama purusha and the super soul is the madhama purusha. And Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Uttama Purusha, the Supreme. In this material world, the Adhama Purusha is called also Nitya Baddha. But similarly, there are other living entities in the spiritual world. They are called Nitya Mukta or Nitya Siddha. They never come in this material world. Just like Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he describes some comparison that the sea fishes, they never come to the river. The river fishes sometimes go to the sea, but the sea fishes, they never come to the river. Similarly, there are living entities in the spiritual world. They never come in this material world. Their number is greater, at least three times greater than all the living entities within this material world. And the super soul, he is also living entity, but superior, super soul, soul and super soul. The super soul is also living with the along with this ordinary living entities. They are friends. That is described in the Upanishad, that two parts are sitting on one tree. One bird is eating the fruit and the other bird is simply witness. Paramatma upadashta anumanta. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Paramatma is existing within our heart. Ishara sarva bhutana riddhesha arjuna tishthati. He is simply upadrashta. He is not enjoying. He has no interest to enjoy this material world. But the other bird, the living entity, he is trying to enjoy this material world. And according to his karma, upadrashta, I wanted to do something or I have done something, the resultant action I will have to enjoy or suffer in the next life. The witness is the Paramatma, Sakshi, Upadeshta Anumanta, Antarjami, Sakshi. We cannot do anything without the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His Paramatma feature. He is fulfilling our desires and waiting for the opportunity when the living entity will give up this business of eating the fruit of this body, of the tree, and simply become engaged, again come back to the Super Soul. That opportunity he is looking up. So, the Christian philosophers, they do not believe in the Paramatma feature, and they say that if I am punished for my past deeds, then who is the witness? Because in the court, if somebody is charged with criminality, there must be some witnesses. So, we heard a Christian professor in our college, they did not believe in this witness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His witness within the heart. Witness must be. This is very intelligent. That without witness, how my charges upon me can be substantiated. The witness is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Upadeshta Anumanta. He is seeing everything. So that is Purush also, and we are also Purusha, and above these two Purusha, the Supreme Purusha is Krishna, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, Purushottam Yoga. So, Brihi Karanaya Rasya Sadasatya Jadatmakam. So, the Uttama Purusha, Purushottam, just like Krishna or Kapilde, they come within this material world, but they are not affected. But we are affected. We are, according to our desire and condition, we are affected by the different modes of material nature. It is described in the Vedic literature, just like the fire and the spark. The fire is always blazing, but the sparks coming out of the fire, they sometimes fall down. And this falling down is described that if the spark falls on some dry grass, then immediately the grass is also ignited into fire. That is satogun. And rajogun means on the ground. Gradually, the ignition, the fire of the spark becomes finished. And if the spark falls down on some water, then immediately it is extinguished. Similarly, when we come down from the spiritual world on account of desire, Ichha desha samutthena sarge jayanti paranthapa, by our Ichha, Krishna gives us to fulfill our desires. So, as we contact with the different modes of material nature, we are situated either in satogun or rajogun or tamogun. and our different characteristics are visible. But the Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's never become affected by the material nature. This is the general description of the Purusha and Purushottama, and further description will be given from the verse number 10. If you like, you can read that. Or you can read this purport of the 9th verse.
Prakriti, or material nature, is connected with both the Supreme Lord and the living entity, just as a woman is connected with her husband as a wife, and with her children as a mother.
Yes, this is a very nice example. This Prakriti, the mother, just like mother is woman, Prakriti, but her relationship with the husband is different from the relationship with her children. So both of them are Purusha, living entities, and this super soul or the Supreme Law. They come to this material world, but the relationship is that the Supreme Lord is the controller of the material world. And the living entities, their control. This is different. One is controller and the other is control. The same woman, mother, she is working under the direction of the husband. That is one relationship. And she taking care of the children and controlling the children. Although the medium is the same, but the relationship is different. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, mama maya, under my control. Maya dhakshena prakriti suyate sa charasaram hetu nani na kauntiya jagat bhi parivartan. You should understand this relationship. The material nature has got relationship with both God and the living entities. But the activities of the two living entities, namely the Anu and Vibhu, God is Vibhu or Prabhu, and living entity is Anu or servant, and the Bhayamidya is the material nature. So, we cannot control material nature. That is not possible. We are controlled. We are being controlled. Tibhi gunamai bhavai mohita navijana ti mami va paramambha. We are always being controlled. But the prakriti, material nature, is being controlled by the Supreme Lord. This is the difference. Unfortunately, sometimes we claim that we can control over, just like the scientists, they are trying to control over the material nature. That is not possible. We cannot control. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Daivi hi esa gnoi mama maya durataya. You cannot control. You shall be controlled, but you cannot control. The controller is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, maya dhakshina prakriti suyatesa. This is the relationship. This is the characteristic. Two purushas, one living entity and the Supreme Soul, param purusha, or purushottama. The purushottama is the controller, and we, ordinary living entities, we are controlled. Then how the living entity can be on the equal level with the Supreme Lord? That is not possible. Anyone who thinks like that, then imperfect knowledge. There is not perfect knowledge. Abhisuddha Buddha, they have been described as Abhisuddha Buddha. Imperfect knowledge. Buddhi means intelligence. They have no intelligence. We cannot say no intelligence, but Abhisuddha. Abhisuddha means it is not purified. Anyone who is claiming to be on the equal level with the Supreme, their intelligence is not yet purified. Abhishuddha Buddha, Jenner Bindaka Vimukta Manina, Tai Astabhavat Abhishuddha Buddha. Because these Mayavadi philosophers, they have no knowledge of the Supreme Personality. They cannot believe that the Absolute Truth can be a person. They cannot believe it. And their knowledge is so poor, they cannot accommodate. Because as soon as they think of one person, they think that that person is equal with me. Otherwise they cannot think of person. So this is what fund of knowledge. Therefore Krishna says, Nahang prakasa sarvasya yogamaya samabhijata. He does not become manifest or visible to everyone. Then who is, unto whom he is visible? And that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Vaktya mama vijanati javan jaschanita. So unless you take to this process of bhakti yoga, you cannot understand what is God, then you will be misguided. So if you take Sivan Mukhi Hijivado, you cannot understand God. But if you take to the devotional service submissively, if you become submissive, surrender, and you render service to the Lord, then by His causeless mercy He becomes revealed. Here I am, see. He talks. Isham Satadhi Yuktana Bhajatam Priti Purva. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Then he gives intelligence. What kind of intelligence? Jinavam upajantiti. By which one can approach me. This intelligence is given to him. To whom? Tesham sadhata yuktanam. 24 hours engaged in the service of the Lord. How? Priti purvakam. With love and faith. Not that official. Just like if I want a glass of water, one can give me, here is, take it. And one brings the same glass of water with love and devotion. So there is two difference. Krishna is not in want of anything from us. He is purna. But if we offer Him something with love and faith and devotion, then yes. That is the difference. Patram puspam phalam toyam jumi bhaktya prajacchati. That is the real thing, bhakti. Otherwise Krishna is not hankering after your patram puspam. He has created patram puspam phalam toyam. He can enjoy. Why he should ask for me? But the real thing is bhaktya. It is an insignificant thing. But if you offer him bhaktya, with bhakti, devotion and faith and love, that he accepts. And if he continues to accept, then you can realize him. Bhaktya mama vijana, javan jaschami tattva. Otherwise, you cannot understand what is Krishna. So, we have come to this material world. Krishna is always anxious to get us back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, He comes. Jada jada hi dharma saglani bhavati. What is that dharma? That dharma is not this dharma, Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, no. That dharma is sarva dharman parityajya mami karma saranam. In this way, our position, although we are both in this material world, one is the controller, one is the controlled, and the one who is controlled by the prakriti, by the material nature, if he accepts to be controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he is controlling by the material nature upon him, that is finished. No more. Mami, Vrajaprapadante, Mayami, Bhagavan. Thank you very much. Thank you.